Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everyone. Checking in here with another ad read from our friends over at HelloFresh. Savor every last second of summer with HelloFresh. HelloFresh delivers fresh, quality produce from farm to your door in less than a week. It's great. It's super easy, allowing you to enjoy the delicious flavors from the season right from home. Heading out for one last vacation? Update your delivery address and enjoy HelloFresh at your own vacation destination with just a click. Might have to try that. I'm on vacation right now. That sounds like it's a pretty darn good idea. Plans are flexible, so they work with your changing schedule. We here at the No Bad Days podcast love our HelloFresh boxes. We get one. We cook it up in less than 30 minutes. It's ready to go. And you know what? There's no cleanup. Very little waste, and you get really good meals. If you're interested in this offer, please go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts. I'll once again repeat that. Go to HelloFresh.com/badday16 and use the code badday16 for 16 free meals across 7 boxes and 3 free gifts.
Everybody to episode number 29 of the No Bad Days podcast. As always, I'm joined by my two co-hosts, Johnny Pace.
What's going on, boys?
Yeah, lots of energy for me today.
Yeah.
Jordan Martin, how's it going?
Howdy, everyone. How's it going?
Oh, wow, you're
really I wanted to do a little bit better than you, so
yeah,
I went up to you there.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Troy.
And we're actually recording right now while the sun is almost not set yet.
That's impressive.
This is a record, boys. Yeah. Congratulations.
This honestly is a record for us. Yeah. Usually it's like 9 o'clock.
Yeah, it's not 9 o'clock
is the time.
So
this is a New Year's resolution, though.
Yeah,
to be better.
We've made a New Year's resolution to ourselves to prepare ourselves better for the podcast and start to do it earlier. So this is the first step. Instead of doing it at 9 o'clock on Tuesday, we're doing it at 5 o'clock on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And we'll just keep pulling it back each week.
The boys got their notepads out.
Yeah. Yeah. Got a notepad
right there.
As you could hear it
hit the table.
There's a pen.
We got all our notes too. Everything we want to touch on.
Everything we want to touch on in my planning calendar that I got. So what did you guys make any New Year's resolutions?
No, I'm not too good at that.
I'm not good at it either.
Like, I don't know. That's like some people are like, oh, I'll go to the gym, drink more water. It's like we do that crap all day.
Let's make one for the podcast. Mine is to be more organized in 2022.
Sure, that'll be mine too.
No, you can't have the same one.
I can't have the same one. Okay, so I'll just be disorganized this year. Maybe next year I'll be a little more organized.
Yeah, you're not allowed to be organized this year, man. I already took it.
Sorry, Tavers. I can't.
Yeah. I can organize for you though if you want.
Mine, you know what I would love to be? We were talking about this the other night.
An astronaut?
An astronaut would be cool, but one of those people that like gets up at like 6:30 every morning for no reason.
Just a doer.
Just like, and like makes their bed or something.
Yeah.
I would love to be one of those.
I tried doing that sophomore year where I got up like relatively early. So like 8:30, 9.
Yeah.
And I made my bed for like 4 days straight. 4 days straight. And I was like, it like felt good the first 2 days, and then after that I'm like, why am I even doing this?
I know,
because I like my bed a certain way when I get in there. Like I like it kind of like messed up, and I bring all my blankets like huddled in, and I like tuck them in myself.
Yeah, it is a breath of fresh air when you come into it.
It is 100%.
Yeah, no, like there is a satisfaction behind cleaning your room and then, you know, going out for the day, coming home and your room's all tidy. Yeah.
Beds made.
Beds. Yeah, exactly. But like, not that our rooms are like too messy. We just don't really make our beds.
Yeah.
Which, you know, not a big deal. I'd rather have a clean room and a messy bed than a freshly made bed and a messy room.
Yeah.
I don't know about you.
I agree.
It's one or the other.
I could agree on that.
Yeah. We can't do both.
No.
That's too much. That's just
like, yeah, like, who are we?
You know so, what yeah, mean? What is
not your, Superman,
your,
right?
Your New Year's resolution is to be up at 6:30 every morning?
No, I said I wish I could do that, but I just know that's not a thing.
So what
if I have something to do at 7, I'll be up at 6:30 for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, 6:45. So you get up in enough time to be able to, like, because yeah. when I have to be somewhere.
Like, if we have something to do, or, like, we got to catch the bus or something, okay, like, yeah. obviously I'm going to get up. But, like, I'm not going to get up, go make breakfast, and sit on the couch
yeah.
for 3 hours and then go do something.
What's your morning routine if you have class at 8?
I get up at 7:30 and go to class.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's same with me.
I get up
at minute.
I get up at 7:45.
Yeah.
Put my clothes on, brush my teeth. Grab a coffee on the way out
and cold go. Start the car and go.
Sometimes yeah. it's a
and cold it's not start. Even long enough of a drive yeah. to warm up when yeah. you get there, so you're just freezing.
You're still freezing.
Yeah, sometimes time. It's like sometimes it's a little bit of a mad scramble.
Yeah,
but I always make it on time. You know,
mm-hmm.
are you guys late for class?
That was like when me and
no,
you had
never really late for
when
class.
Me and Troy had communications class our first year. It was oh, at 8:30 on Tuesday, Thursday. Yeah,
that's ugly.
And we walked in late. I think every day.
Yeah,
because we didn't have park or
no,
I didn't have a parking pass that year, so when I drove I would park like far away too
and yeah then we'd just be real late.
We'd be
yeah.
real late, but we were tight with our teacher.
Our teacher was like, hey boys.
Yeah, he's like, the Hawk boys are here.
He's
yeah.
a beauty.
George. Yeah.
George. Yeah, our communications teacher is awesome. Our freshman year, I think he had a pet parrot.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah,
he was cool.
That's interesting.
And he one of the only guys I've ever heard that still goes to a movie rental place and rents DVDs to like, watch every day.
Like Video yeah. Vision right there?
Like
yeah.
a, like Blockbuster.
Like, yeah, like pretty much Blockbuster. And that's what wow. he does.
He
yeah.
would go and he would, which is another thing that I don't know many people that do this, like if they're living on their own or with one other person, he goes to the grocery store once a day instead of going like once every week or once every 2 weeks.
That's like very European.
Like he goes and gets fresh stuff every day, which is interesting.
I don't think I would last doing that.
Yeah, that's
I wonder if
like,
that's more.
That's
I wonder if that's.
Routine, though.
I wonder if that if you'd save money doing that.
Probably,
yeah, depending on what
you're just
you
getting
buy.
What you need, and you're yeah. not wasting anything either. Really,
true. Yeah.
I mean, you know,
remember that? What was that one project we did thing. Where you got dressed in your full equipment in class?
Oh,
what
was
that
for? Yeah, it
was. Yeah. yeah, it was hilarious.
Your freshman year,
yeah, it was
yeah.
communication. So it was like we had to talk. It was like a presentation, but you had to talk. Through how to do something
yeah
and like act it through. So I brought my whole hockey bag and got dressed my whole
yeah
it's
and
just
I think
like I was in the locker room with
did
the boys.
You just stink after
yeah
probably
oh yeah
and I did I think I did taping a stick
yeah
I think.
You
get the
stick.
Hockey hands
yeah
of course yeah I couldn't have like yeah. done like something else
yeah this is me getting ready
like I could have like literally you know, people did like how to tie a tie and like how I brought my whole hockey bag.
You should have got like 100%.
Oh, I did.
Oh, we did.
Yeah.
Oh,
like
yeah.
that's just going above and beyond.
And we had to do.
It's like making your bed.
We
yeah.
had to do like a show and tell too, and one girl brought in a raw piece of fish and made ceviche.
Really?
Yeah. And Jordan and I were too scared to eat it because we were scared it was gonna be undercooked.
Yeah, she like didn't wash her hands before. And she
yeah.
was just touching everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was interesting. Have you ever had ceviche?
No.
It's like, do you know what it is?
Fritz is
okay,
doing
so
it right now downstairs.
So it's
literally,
yeah, it's fish that's cooked in
lime juice
or lemon juice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because the acid from the juice
actually sounds pretty good.
He's literally doing
like,
it right now
yeah,
downstairs.
Yeah, it's actually that's a coincidence, but yeah, you cook the fish not on heat or anything. It's just in the acid of the lime juice or lemon.
So like sushi almost.
Essentially,
like sashimi.
But it's not considered raw.
And there was no chance I was doing it.
Yeah, you not a chance.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Not this guy.
If there was $1 million beside it and said, if you have some, you can take as much money as you can hold, he would still wouldn't have done
it. No, he would smell it and then walk out.
That was that like peak Jordan being scared of food.
Yeah, literally.
Being scared of food.
Yeah. No, like terrified of food.
Oh, I know. He still is.
Yeah. Like our chicken that we ate that year was like a calm dog toy.
How do you eat your steak again?
It's better now. Better now.
Medium rare. Like
yeah.
medium.
Like a normal
person. I can eat medium rare now.
You're not eating
no.
guts anymore?
No.
No. Freshman year, I was cooking it. Taver would take his off, be done his meal, and I'd still be cooking mine.
Yeah.
Just gnawing on a slipper.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be eating a slipper.
And even your chicken this year has been
slipper
good.
Yeah. Steak sauce.
Like freshman year, we wouldn't even cook a full chicken breast. We'd have to cut it up into chunks and then pan fry it. That's how bad it was.
Yeah.
Oh,
I would like cook it in the oven, cut it up, and then put it in a fryer.
Oh, that's tough.
It was good for digesting because you got it in bite-sized pieces.
And you burn a lot of calories eating it too.
Oh yeah, I'm sure it's like chewing double bubble.
Oh dude, we had the
closest, but it's after the 15 seconds.
Honestly, after worry. Freshman year of eating so like such well cooked food, I had the like sharpest jawline ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because I was like,
all the boys look like models.
Yeah. There. Yeah, it was actually good kind of. Like not the food, but like the jawline. Anyways, yeah. So, what's your New Year's resolution
again? I still haven't thought of one. I've been trying to think of one this whole conversation.
It could be something super simple, like.
But like I said, like a lot of people's are to like be more healthy and like work out. But like I said, like we do that all year round.
Okay, then what? Like it could be something to do with the hockey guys or the podcast or something like that too. It doesn't have to.
Oh, you know what? I'm gonna learn a little more because like I kind of know from the summer from posting on the second account mm-hmm. on how to actually make a TikTok.
Yeah.
I'm gonna like try to learn a little bit more and post a TikTok on my personal account.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
I haven't spent a whole year
doing that.
Yeah.
So December 31st next year you're gonna be like, I don't know why
I'm so hesitant to post like my own TikTok.
Yeah.
It's just like posting on Instagram but like a video version.
I even get nervous posting on Instagram.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just think it's like a way bigger deal than it is.
Yeah, it's because your buddies give you such a hard time.
Yeah.
I think that's
what we all give each other a hard time too. That's the other funny part.
Yeah, that's true.
My New Year's resolution is probably the same thing. Like be a little more building
on social media.
Yeah, building my own.
I think that's a pretty good resolution.
Because if all 10 guys build their own following to an extent, then that just floods more people into the main.
We're gonna do a giveaway on the podcast account.
Anything for the company.
We're gonna do a giveaway on the podcast account. Should we make it that if you want to enter, you have to follow us all on Instagram personally? Because I need that.
Yeah. We gotta get Taver to 10,000 followers. Yeah,
shout out me.
Shout out me.
So yeah, did you guys hear about the IUAP? No, I'm just kidding. We're not there
yet. We're not at that point yet.
No, but
I hope Marty read the digest this week.
Yeah. No, it's not me. It's back to you guys. I was last week.
I came up with it. You were CC'd.
I relayed the message. So Marty.
Oh.
You want to refresh your
reading? No, I did read it this week.
You did?
Yeah.
We'll get back to you on that one. But what do you guys think about all these paused games going on right now in every league? It kind of sucks.
Yeah, it does. It feels like you're getting taken back to square one. Like
I almost feel like we're going back to square one. I feel bad for like people in Canada too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like back home, it's all shut down. And
I know.
I just read
it's good.
This news article. It's good to
keep people safe, I guess, but it's also like not the best.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Unvaccinated Quebecers will have to pay a health tax.
Yeah, my mom sent me that today too. So
what's that about?
So basically, well, because healthcare in Canada is free, like it's paid through your taxes basically. Yeah. So it's different than here because everyone here has their own independent health insurance. Yeah. So in
non-political
Canada,
podcast.
Yeah, we're
we are a non-political podcast.
But in Canada, since your healthcare is technically like free, like through taxes through your job, you don't have to pay when you go to the hospital or you don't have to pay to go get stuff. So essentially Quebec has been the first province to say that if you're not vaccinated, then you need to
pay
a health tax in case you go to the hospital because you're not vaccinated.
And is that including the booster or just your vaccination?
I'm going to assume that right now it's just the vaccination, but it's probably going to be the booster at some point. Yeah,
right.
I mean, So, I mean, that sucks, but
me and Marty just got the needle today.
Yep, we're all boosted up now, homeboys. Yeah. So we're good to go.
I was getting nervous going in there. I don't know why. It's like
that's one of the worst things in life. Weird. It's like the buildup before doing something that you don't want to do, or like that you're scared of doing. Maybe you wanted to do it, but you're scared.
Needles just make me nervous.
I hate getting needles. I think a lot of people just dislike getting needles in general.
Yeah,
but like the anticipation of what, like thinking it's gonna hurt. Probably makes you think it's going to hurt a lot more.
I know.
And then when it's almost like if you think it's really going to hurt and then you work yourself up and then it doesn't hurt, is that like a relief or do you think it actually makes it hurt more?
It's a little bit of a relief. Like, cause we were even talking like,
yeah,
we both have tattoos and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, My first tattoo, I was a little nervous just because I didn't know what a tattoo felt like. But my second one, I wasn't.
You knew what to expect.
Yeah. Like, but obviously I've had a needle before and
I
get nervous every time. I don't know why. I think it's looking at them. They just look like super sharp. And I'm like, just imagining.
Yeah.
My imagination goes a little wild sometimes.
You ever get a needle at the dentist?
Oh my God. I've had so much dental work done. Yeah, I've had so many needles, drills.
Yeah. The thing is,
when they wiggle it in, when they wiggle, and that's a thick needle too.
I'd say the worst.
They put the numbing cream on before, so you don't really feel it, but you do. But you feel that pinch a little bit.
You're looking at it.
So that's what I was gonna say. My dentist is really good at he hides the needle kind of from your line of vision, and then while he's holding your lip open, he sneaks it in the side.
Yeah.
But when I was home at Christmas, I had to get some dental work done, and I squeezed in with a dentist that worked in the same office, but not my normal dentist.
Yeah.
And she was waving the needle in front of my face.
You're like, look at this big thing.
That's
going in you.
Of course, I'm like acting tough. I'm like,
do it.
I block shots.
Been here, done that. But as soon as I saw that, my heart literally pinched myself.
Really?
Yeah. Like major pain, you know?
Yeah.
When he's
focus
like,
on the broken finger.
This guy's like got a broken leg on the battlefield, and he's like, "Help me, help me." He grabs his hand, breaks his finger. Now your leg don't hurt no more, does it? But I hate needles.
Actually, speaking of the dentist, you know what another terrible thing is? I don't know if you guys have ever had this, is getting your teeth like filed. Ever had that?
No, like when they did a little drill on them?
Yeah. Like, so when I lost my front tooth, it wasn't the whole tooth. It was just like a little bit left at the top.
It's like the sander, right?
Yeah. They filed it down and like that, the dust of your tooth is like in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably like, that's like nails on a chalkboard.
Oh yeah. That's when I went in for my root canal, I had to bring in headphones and I played music on full blast.
Yeah.
Cause it was like full drill.
Yeah.
And then the filing, and I could like feel them drilling the metal piece for the post
in your gum,
in my gum where my missing tooth is. That was just the worst sound. It didn't hurt or nothing, but like,
no, it's just cringy.
Yeah,
it's cringy.
It's terrible.
But you always feel good when you leave the dentist, you know, teeth are all clean.
Oh yeah,
it's a nice feeling.
Oh yeah. But I get the when they polish my teeth, I get the no toothpaste, because I just do water only, because like there's like this crunchy stuff in the toothpaste.
It's like
I don't like that. So I just
it's like the granulate stuff.
Yeah.
That like removes all the plaque and stuff.
So I brush, what I do is I brush before with like my toothpaste, and then I get like the water polish. I don't like that crap in my mouth.
Yeah.
The old water polish.
I just get some water on there.
I used to be pumped when they offered you like the flavors as a kid.
Yeah.
Like
bubblegum.
Bubblegum, cotton candy.
Yeah. How old were you when you switched to mint? Like, that's like a real question, because at some point you're like, okay, I gotta go to
24.
Dentist now. I think I was like probably 18 or 19.
I got a sugar free lollipop.
I never really didn't like mint, so I probably was like 14 or 15.
I was always the bubblegum guy.
Like I said,
like the water. Fluoride too, because they have the fluoride.
You ever try to drink water after you get freezing and your whole face is?
Oh yeah, I would not.
And you try to act normal.
Yeah.
And your face, you feel like your face is falling off.
Yeah. I remember like getting the freezings and just like chewing on the inside of my
mouth.
Or if you like they say don't eat for half an hour, but the freezing lasts for longer than that.
Yeah.
And you're there trying to eat and you're just chewing on the inside of your mouth the food.
You're actually eating your tongue.
No, but seriously, at what point do you think you reach full maturity? Like, that's a good point. Like, what's something that you can do that you just know that you've reached full maturity?
What's up, guys? We're back with another message from our friends over at Discover. Now, listen, we could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, like how they require minimums, and worse, how they rewards flat out expire. Or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, come on, talk about amazing. And now that we've talked about that for a bit, let's get back to the No Bad Days podcast, where we talk about whatever comes to our mind. Learn more about this offer at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
Well, I think it's like,
that's a hard question.
My line is like,
for guys, it's longer.
Yeah. I know I'm at full maturity when I'm out for dinner with the boys and I order a glass of red wine.
which I've never done before.
Yeah, but I've done it once, so I feel like I've earned it.
Yeah, but does it count if you pre-drink before you go to the restaurant?
No, that doesn't count.
That's peak maturity.
Yeah.
A glass of wine. I've got a nice glass of red. She's like, what kind? You're like, oh,
God. Like I said, you're like, hey, on the $6
one. You're like I said, red.
Yeah. There's different kinds.
I should have to repeat myself.
Yeah.
Don't pour over me.
I think like doing that or.
I think making your bed, probably. That's up there.
Oh, no.
No, I'm mature people do that too.
Yeah, Dave does it.
Yeah, Dave makes it bad.
Dave's pretty mature.
Dave is very mature.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
you know what I think doesn't help though is like
living with other people that
living are with a bunch of other guys and then playing on a hockey team and we're always like messing with each other and shit like that. Like,
yeah. That can't help.
And then like all your friends back home are graduated university two to three years ago.
Yeah.
And have like full-time jobs.
Yeah, they're paying into the Canadian pension plan already.
Yeah. And you're turning 25 yeah. And you're gonna have no job when you're graduated this year. You're like, Mom, you still got my room at home?
Yeah. What do you do for a job? Well, right now I make TikToks with the boys.
Oh, you're getting paid? No, not really. Nothing at all.
We're just growing.
Yeah.
We're in like the growth phase of mitosis right now.
Oh man.
We're in so the citric funny. Acid cycle and we're yeah, stuck.
We're in the Krebs cycle and it's on fully Krebs.
Yeah. You can just think of us as the mitochondria.
Mitochondria? Isn't it called the mitochondria?
Yeah, mitochondria, it is? Mitochondria.
I mean, I feel like that's the second time I messed that one up.
Yeah. Can you name all the organelles in a cell?
Organelles?
How many organelles in a cell you can organelle? Mitochondria is an organelle.
Are you saying organelle?
No, okay, so if you think of organs, right? In the human body.
Okay.
In a cell, basically the organs like
are they female?
That serve
what? There's like the cytoplasm is wrong.
Are they female?
Right?
Is that organelle?
Is this cytoplasm one?
Okay, so
okay.
Is your
endoplasmic reticulum
a male or a female? No.
I don't know.
Okay, so you think of a human body, right? The okay. Organs are like the liver, the pancreas, the heart. Yeah. Your skin is technically an organ.
Heard that before.
Okay. Yep. So if you think of on a microscopic scale in a cell, there's things in there like the mitochondria that serve as an organ.
Yeah.
And they're called organelles. So the mitochondria itself is an organelle, and there's like a bunch of other ones.
It's the powerhouse.
How many can you name?
I named two.
What about the seed? In the plant.
The plant?
I don't know.
Okay.
So no.
No.
There's a cytoplasm,
yes.
Endoplasmic reticulum,
yeah.
Mitochondria.
Yeah.
Look at you with all the big words.
Cell body. Is that one?
Mm,
or no?
No, cell. So, well,
what's the...
There's the nucleus.
Nucleus.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know what the nucleus is. That's right.
What's another one?
Sorry, I didn't take flowers 101.
Flowers.
Oh my God. Okay, here, I'm going to get a list of them here and I'm going to see if any rings a bell.
Well, if we do a family feud on
cell organelles, you're going to be
organelles.
You're going to read the questions
on
that.
Down
one.
In the dumps.
There's the nucleus, endoplasmic reticulum, which Jordan got, Golgi apparatus.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the Golgi.
Ribosomes. Chloroplast in plants, mitochondria and
rhinoplasty.
Okay, that's enough.
Isn't that a nose job?
I don't know. I think so.
Isn't that a nose job?
No idea.
I think it is.
Yeah, you would know that. Anyways,
back to the latest celebrity just got one.
Yeah. Are we gonna start watching The Bachelor as a house and then do updates?
I would like to.
Okay.
I would like to do that.
Because would the fans like it if we did that?
Yeah.
And yeah, let us know. Back,
I think we're going to try and watch episode one tonight or tomorrow because episode two comes out tonight.
So and maybe we'll make our tomorrow. Picks next week on the pod.
Actually, yeah. We still got to watch 1883 episode four.
I know. And yes. Johnny was waiting for us to watch it all night last night. We watched the college football national championship. And then we all went to bed and he was like, well, we're not going to watch it.
Yeah, I know. I was upset because that's what I look forward to on Mondays.
But Nelk and you know 1883.
Exactly. It used to be Yellowstone included, but
1883 is like a different dynamic of a show. Bless you.
Are you caught up now?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm caught. I'm where you guys are. Oh, you sprung a leak. There's some toilet paper there. That's my Kleenex box. So yeah, 1883 is like a different dynamic though. I feel like it's a little bit slower moving than Yellowstone. Yeah,
definitely right now.
But also still I feel like you have to have some sort of like background as to like how things were back in the day.
Well, and they said
because like small, it has like smallpox in it, right?
Yeah,
like
the, yeah,
yeah.
And we didn't know anything about that until they mentioned it in the show.
Right,
right here,
there. okay, Johnny's back.
Me and Yelly watched the, or no, me and you did.
What?
Watched that one episode behind the scenes.
Yeah, that was sick.
And 1883.
Yeah, and
because they premiered that instead of episode 4 last week because it was the
Yellowstone season finale.
Of Yellowstone. Oh, so and, there was no episode 4 last week.
No,
it's so episode 4 came out this week.
Hmm.
The director, what's his name again?
Taylor Sheridan.
Yeah, Taylor Sheridan said that there's a lot of Easter eggs in 1883.
Yeah.
To look out for, but I haven't really seen it.
That are like in Yellowstone.
Yeah, that come from Yellowstone.
Oh. Which I love that stuff.
I love it too, but I'm not smart enough to know them.
Maybe they'll come out. Maybe they'll come out.
Work as a team.
Yeah.
Like they haven't even got to Montana yet. They're still
in Texas.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
been 3 episodes.
Yeah. They're making their way slowly but surely.
But I guess like trying to walk.
While they're riding on a wagon.
Walk through Texas.
Half of them are walking and half of them are riding.
Yeah. And the wagon has to go as fast as the people walking.
How far do you think you'd make it if you had to walk from Texas to Montana?
It's like 5,000 miles, they said.
Oh, dude, I wouldn't even make it to the next town in Texas. I'd be dead.
Yeah. You'd step on a rattlesnake.
Not dead. Like, I'd be like when I say dead, I mean like tired. Like,
oh, yeah. We had a
just like call it
Johnny
like,
moment of the week last night.
Oh, yeah.
You guys were all booking your booster shots for today.
Yeah.
And normally I help Johnny do these things like booking an airplane flight or booking an appointment or something. I normally help him through the process because Johnny likes to take shortcuts and just looks for like the next hyperlink to hit when he's booking an appointment. So he got through, he booked it and he's like, I got this barcode. What does this mean? And no one else got a barcode. And I looked and he had booked himself a COVID test instead of a vaccine appointment.
Yeah. That was not one of my sharpest moments right there. That was I asked questions though.
Yeah, I know. That's
because how else are you gonna learn?
Yeah, exactly. Like you can't learn unless you try, right?
Yeah, I could book a flight of my own now.
But what did we learn? Fun. What did you learn out of yesterday's
you gotta read.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
Reading is important.
Yeah.
When doing medical stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also booking anything.
And then booking anything in general.
And like putting your name on your flight ticket, you got to spell that right usually.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you spell that wrong, it could cause you problems.
It goes with anything.
Fortunately
though, like
for me, it did not.
If you're trying to book.
Actually, they spelled my name wrong today.
Yeah.
Giving me my Vax card. And I pointed it out. I'm like, it's not how you spell.
Spelled it with an H.
Yep.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. Classic mistake.
Jonathan, no H. Sorry, there isn't.
Jonathan.
Jonathan, 1H.
Oh, and the fan.
Is it it's fan or fan.
Yeah.
Fawn?
My name's Jonathan, 1H in the fan. I'd be like, what?
It's kind of like Joe Nathan.
Oh, okay.
But Joe is
okay. J-O. Your name's Nathan.
Okay, so should we go through a couple of the questions here?
I love these.
Okay, this one's just typed out. So, what are your go-to drinks when you're going out?
Other than water, probably. Not kidding.
Just rum and coke, probably. Yeah. It's just easy. Or beer.
Captain.
Vodka soda or vodka water.
Yeah.
Or just water.
Vodka water lime is good too.
Yeah. It's lime juice. Hydrated.
Yeah.
Going at the same time.
No hangover.
Yeah. Good point. This one's directed towards you two, I'm assuming. Any more tats you guys want to get?
Yeah.
Yeah. I do want to get a decent amount of more tattoos. I just don't know what I'm getting or where I'm gonna put it.
Well, we're getting a house tattoo. Sorry, Tammy, if you're listening.
I'm not.
Mom. Troy will be coming home with a Marriott M.
It's not true.
Somewhere on his thigh.
That is not true.
That piece of skin's gonna be Marriott, in a picture frame on the wall.
The Marriott is getting a Marriott M.
Yeah, the Marriott minus Tabor because Johnny's taking my spot on the 5 guy.
And I want to get some more. Yeah. I want to get probably like 2 or 3 more.
I want to get some more on my body, like on my. I want to.
Well, yeah. Where else would you get them, right?
No. Okay. I meant like on my torso.
You want to get like them on a paper so you can just take them home.
And then when I feel like wearing them, I just put the paper on
there. Yeah, I want to get some more tattoos like on my body.
Johnny, yeah. Body is normally like a
good. You guys know what I meant.
Yeah.
You know what I meant.
Kind of, yeah. All right. Audio recorder question.
Yeah, buddy.
Here we go.
Oh, screenshot.
Whoops. It's not what I wanted.
TV Hold timeout.
Hold on, run a TV timeout. My screenshot won't disappear from the.
Goodness.
Thanks, iPhone.
If you could get rid of one hockey player stereotype, which one would it be and why?
Oh,
that's a good one.
Hockey player stereotype. I think it'd be like the way we talk.
Yeah, like we don't say when we're at the dinner table with our parents, like, hey, mom, sauce me the peas, yeah. Beauty. Like, we don't talk like that.
Like, I honestly, like.
And just call everyone beauties.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah. Honestly, like.
Only time people talk like that is like in the room.
Or when you're joking around with someone.
Yeah. Yeah. Like if we're mocking that stereotype or.
Or honestly, now if you call someone a beauty, it's almost more like sarcasm nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, but to their face, though. But if you're talking about someone, they're like, oh, yeah, they're a beauty. Yeah. Like, then that's like normal. But
like, if you're in someone's, like, if you're in the dressing room and someone does something like stupid, like, I don't know.
Yeah. Or tries to act cool.
Yeah. Tries to act cool. You'd be like, oh, yeah, you're a beauty. Hey.
Yeah. And then yeah.
Yeah. That's... But we don't say, like, hey, bro, can you, like, sauce me that puck next time, you beauty. Yeah,
sauce me that puck. Like great top cheddar, bro.
That stuff makes me want to bang my head against the wall.
Yeah,
so,
I would go with that.
I would say for the most part, 90% of hockey players don't talk like that.
So. And the ones that do are just like beauties.
Yeah, those guys, yeah.
Like the guys that do talk like that are hilarious.
Yeah, the wannabes.
So like stop making fun of them.
And they wear their hats like floating on top of their head.
I think we all do that. I do that for sure.
Yeah. I guess to a certain
extent. Not to the point.
Remember where we were in the lobby warming up the one game before we went to Chicago? And all those like 13-year-olds walked in and they had every single one of them had the floating hats with the flow.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I was like, holy crap.
That's like the tween look of hockey.
Yeah. I was dying.
Because honestly, like when we were that age, like we did stupid shit like that. Like would try to talk like the stereotypical hockey player. But that's honestly like you grow up and you start talking like a normal person.
Yeah. That's fair.
You know, we do talk in a little bit of slang, but it's not stereotypical, I wouldn't say.
I wouldn't say so. Okay, next question.
Hi guys, hope you're all having a good start to the new year. My question for you is if you could pick any two NHL teams and go see them play at a Winter Classic, which ones would they be and why?
Oh, that's easy for me. I would pick the Lightning and the Panthers because it'd be nice and warm.
Yeah, after our Winter Classic experience.
Yeah, my toes wouldn't be icicles anymore.
In a Winter Classic event, I'd say like Montreal, Boston.
That'd be cool.
At Fenway.
Yeah.
At Fenway. Cool. Yeah. I'd say Boston and like the Jets, just because I like the Jets. But in Boston.
Or even at Toronto. Fenway. Any original six team.
Yeah. Montreal.
Yeah. Winter Classic.
A New York.
I'd make sure I had tickets where I could see the whole thing like this time we did.
Yeah. It's just the problem with Winter Classics, and it's literally the only problem is seeing the game.
Yeah,
that's
because the baseball stadium
isn't exactly there. You're there for the experience. You're in like an arena.
Yeah,
but it's more geared towards the outdoor experience. That's why they do it. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, 1,000%.
And it's worth going to. I thought it was awesome.
The experience is out of this world.
But if you're going to be close to the action and see how like fast and big and everyone is, then it's better to go to like a normal NHL game. Like
exactly. Yeah.
But for like aesthetics and stuff like that, it definitely was worth going to, I'd say.
And then even when you go to an NHL game, I found, because obviously like we've all been to a bunch, when you sit up top, it's cool because you get to see the plays develop.
Yeah.
And then when you sit close, you get to see the actual speed of the game and how strong and big those guys are, like you said, and like how hard their shots are. Like are wild.
Okay. Next question is from Becky. If you had to remove one color from the world, what would it be and why?
One color.
Yeah, one color.
What a question.
That's a loaded question. It's got to be something like I have to associate with something I don't like.
But you got to be careful what color you remove because, you know, when you mix colors and they make another color.
Yeah, that's true.
You're eliminating other colors.
I'm going yellow.
And we're playing for the Yellow Jackets, eh?
Oh, fuck.
And our merch is yellow.
Yeah, so we'll have to go back to the orange B like back in the day.
Yeah.
Do you think people got confused when they said that they were coming to play the Yellow Jackets back in like the 80s and they showed up and everything was orange?
Yeah, the orange and brown seats we have in our rink still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because back in like the 80s, we had orange and like brown uniforms.
Yeah, I bet that would give, you know, people a little whirl. But
like, that's probably like, we almost got a mental edge right away after doing that.
Yeah, I think that's a good game tactic.
Okay. Well, what color would you get removed?
I'm looking around your room right now.
I'm not a fan of the
eggshell. I don't know. That's a hard question.
Yeah, I don't know. I like all colors.
What color would you remove?
Yeah, I'd remove like burnt orange. I think it's just an ugly color.
Sure.
Burnt orange, yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah,
like
almost brown, but orange still.
Well, we got a couple of questions here.
Oh, yeah.
From just, a mail-in that we got sent to our PO box from question. Nicole. Okay, here's a funny one. Who out of your roommates complains the most? Probably Dave.
Yeah. Well,
sometimes.
Sometimes
we all complain.
We all have our complaints.
We all have our concerns.
There's nothing that really
we bring to light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But sure. We'll go with Dave.
He's not here.
I don't know if we've answered this one before. Who, if you could switch lives with any of the guys, who would it be and why?
I think we all said Frizz last time just to see what would go on.
Yeah,
yeah.
Upstairs. Just to, yeah, just see how the thought process comes to be and then forms his actions.
Yeah, I mean, Frizz or... I'd switch with Cuddy for a day just to see how, like in the summer when he's working on the farm, just to kind of see, gain some experience.
That'd be cool
that
too.
Kind of worked.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick with my guns and say Frizz. Just because really I'm so interested.
Yeah. Yeah.
And last one, favorite hockey memory from juniors. I have mine. Mine was when the team I played for hadn't made playoffs in like 9 years, and it came down to the final game of the season, game number 60. We were in 9th place playing the 8th place team, and obviously the top 8 teams make it.
Yeah.
And we were tied for points, so it was literally that game on the line, and we sold out our rink for like the first time ever, and we ended up winning that game and made the playoffs, and just like seeing all the fans and having like a ton of little kids at the game, that was probably my favorite.
That was the best part about juniors, yeah. Like the hometown hockey feel.
Yeah.
Like that is by far like
yeah.
a feeling that like you can't get unless you experience it.
Yeah.
My favorite hockey or junior hockey memory was in my 20-year-old year, it was the last game of the season, and we were like mathematically like couldn't make playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
And the game went into double overtime actually, but it wasn't double overtime, just overtime, but from the 2-minute mark in the third period, all 5 20-year-olds were on the ice and we did not come off.
Yeah, that's
and then
sick.
And then overtime started and we still didn't come off, and
were you tired?
Oh, we were dead, and even our goalie was an overager, and throughout the game I broke all my sticks, so I didn't have a stick going into overtime. So I grabbed like a random right-handed stick off the bench, and they had us hemmed in our end. This is like halfway through the overtime, and we were just blocking shots and everything. And their D-men like came down, and someone flicked the puck up to the blue line. And I took off and I went down on a breakaway and I scored the game-winning goal.
That's sick.
And that was how I ended my junior career.
That's sick.
Yeah, I was in like, and then immediately after I scored, like, obviously the whole team came, it was like we won a championship.
Yeah,
but like just all the 20-year-olds were just crying like immediately.
Yeah,
like we all just started bawling our eyes
yeah.
on
yeah.
the ice.
And how
we
long were did it take that, you to get off the ice after
oh
that?
Dude, it took like an hour. Quite a few minutes to get off the ice, like a solid like 10 to 15 minutes, because like
oh yeah I stayed in the room after the last huddle. Game for like probably an hour and a half.
Yeah, it was really hard to take my skates off, to be honest. Like, it was hard to take my jersey off, actually.
Yeah,
too.
And I was at that point, tough. I didn't know where I was going. And
yeah,
I
didn't
know
yeah.
coming here either. So,
no idea. So, like, that was probably a pretty cool moment.
Yeah, the unknown is scary when you're coming. I guess, like, even this year for me and you, leaving, like, not knowing.
We don't know
what's going on.
Yeah.
Kind of the same feeling as junior, where you don't know
mm-hmm.
what school you're going to go to, or
yeah.
if you're going to keep playing hockey, or Scary.
Yeah.
Stick to it. Stick to the plan.
Never know what tomorrow's going to bring, right, boys?
Yeah, exactly. My favorite junior one was, I don't know if I could top yours, honestly. I should have gone second.
That wasn't me to one-up anyone. Although it was better than Marty's. No,
mine was probably, we had the Rogers Hometown Hockey Night in Canada come to Duncan one time in my 20-year-old year.
That was pretty sick.
And we
Ron McLean?
Yeah, like Ron McLean and Terrence Sloan were there. And I was the captain, so I got to like do the puck drop with Ron McLean and Terrence Sloan.
That's kind of nasty.
And we sold out, and there was like 3,500 people there. And
that's holy shit.
So I was, yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Our sellout was 700.
Really?
Our rink is small.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Ours was about 1,500, but we never remotely got close to that.
Yeah. So. On a regular game, we had like 300.
Playing in front of a big fan, like even on away games, is so fun. Like, when we go to Stevens, have you played in Stevens Point when they're packed?
Yeah.
First year. Yeah, okay.
Dude, I remember our freshman year when we went there and they had the band going, lights off. We were like, crazy. Literally felt like a D1 game. We were like, holy shit.
Lights were off, smoke machines, spotlights,
band.
Around. I wish the student section though, like, because you know how it's behind their net.
Yeah,
I wish the ends were switched so they're behind ours, like booing us. Like, I love when the crowd like chirps and boos you.
That's fun.
Because you got a goal and you just go right in their face. Yeah. Like, come on.
Because I remember I took that penalty.
Yeah.
We're winning and I hit that guy from behind and then walking off, like as pissed off as I was, because obviously you just put the team down, but like just.
And lost us the game.
But like hearing them just like be like just chirping you all the way, like as shit as it is, like it's kind of fun.
One time, speaking of like fans being on you, when we were playing in playoffs my first year of juniors, we were in overtime and one of the guys on my team scored the winner, obviously. And it was like same sort of thing, like all the fans were on one side and they were all coming down on the glass.
Yeah.
And when he scored, some guy turned around and mooned us through the glass. And so the joke was like the guy celebrated and saw it and went and like smacked the glass right where his butt was. And then we all went over there and started smacking the glass.
That's awesome.
And it was fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Junior hockey was pretty fun.
Yeah, sure was. Okay.
Any more audio ones?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Could do one or two more.
One or two more. Okay.
Hey guys, hope you're doing well. I was wondering, outside of hockey, what are some of your other hobbies or secret talents or passions? And if you feel like you don't have enough time right now to devote to those things because of hockey, what are some things you could see yourself getting into in the future? Looking forward to hearing your answers. Hope you guys have a great evening.
Love the energy.
What was her name?
Caitlin,
you are very well spoken.
Yeah.
I just want to point that one out. That was a very well articulated question.
Yeah.
And now here's our well-articulated answer.
And here's the articulated other than hockey. What?
Hockey? Life outside of hockey? Well, we make TikToks.
Yeah.
We have a podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We like.
I enjoy doing this podcast. On the beach.
Yeah, this is fun.
Yeah.
I like it.
I do.
Honestly, and then making videos is fun too.
It is.
We always have a good time.
Other hobbies? I don't really have any other hobbies.
I really like golfing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
You're a big golfer.
Yeah.
I probably put same amount of time like golfing in the summer than as I do at like working out for hockey and stuff.
Oh, for sure.
Especially because it takes like 4 hours to play one round. So I mean I don't work out 4 hours a day in the summer. So
yeah.
I would honestly say my hobby outside of hockey is working out. Like I thoroughly enjoy going to the gym.
Yeah, I like working out too.
And like trying new exercises.
I like trying new.
Towards hockey.
I like trying new types of exercises, or like not new types, like new
techniques,
or like ways to work out.
Yeah,
like boxing. I actually really enjoyed boxing classes. I did a couple boxing.
I always wanted to try that too. I never did it. My brother did.
Yeah, it's super. Like super.
It's really hard to.
And it's really fun. Actually,
fuck. We did that.
And we did the. Yeah, we'll talk about that after.
Yeah.
I do enjoy CrossFit too. Actually, I tried CrossFit a couple times.
Yeah, no, I would love to try that or a mixed martial art, like something.
That's gotta be hard.
As a hockey player, you're not very flexible because your muscles just get destroyed.
Yeah,
throughout
the I like yoga
skating
too.
Is like
yoga.
Yoga is hot. Yoga is sick.
Yeah,
I like yoga too. I do like yoga.
Like I'm so bad at yoga. I'm terrible at yoga, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I wish like. we had the time to get good at that. Yeah. That takes years to get good at.
Well, yeah. Your freshman year, we had the one yoga teacher that we did it with once a week.
Once a week.
Yeah.
That was good.
What was her name again?
Jenna, that's what it was. Yeah, she was pretty good with us, actually.
Yeah, well, she was a student too at the school that was getting into yoga. Yeah,
oh, I didn't know that.
And she would always spray the lavender spray at the end when we're doing corpse pose.
Right in your face.
Yeah. Corpse pose was the best. You just lie on your back and pretend you're asleep.
Oh, I fall asleep.
And then she would come around. Don't cry.
Then that became like one of the songs we'd listen to. Like, just chilling.
She would play like this like soothing playlist and this one song, whatever it's called.
I don't remember.
The boys would just jam out to it, and then she'd spray you with like a lavender spray, and it's like a mist on your face. Yeah. And I was like, oh yeah, this is the best. I feel like I'm sleeping in a Lululemon.
So Jordan was gonna mention it before, but we tried the Oculus virtual reality on the road this weekend.
Yeah.
One of the guys had his virtual reality goggles and stuff, and we each of us took a turn. It was on the podcast Instagram story. What'd you guys think of that?
I am legit still sore. Like my lats are still sore from boxing.
We did three rounds of boxing, 3 minutes each.
I remember that was hilarious watching you guys do that.
We were so dripping wet. Like my shirt was soaked.
I got a knockout. I knocked the guy out.
Yeah, you knocked him out like four times and he kept getting back up. I never knocked him out once.
That guy wasn't a quitter.
But I did win.
This guy could take a beating, man.
Yeah,
Jordan solid won. Chin. I won. Johnny didn't do the boxing because of his shoulder.
Because of my injuries.
But then we did like the lightsaber. Like, it was kind of like Guitar Hero, but with like breaking the blocks.
Yeah.
Where you have like two lightsabers and then you have to go to the beat. Kind of like you're playing drums almost.
Yeah, and you have to like swipe with the arrows. It took me a while. I didn't even see the arrows on the block. So I was looking at the arrow at like the end.
I think those are a great investment.
I think we're gonna have to get like the hockey guys are gonna have to buy some Oculus goggles
just for the pure pleasure.
We'll have to get Dave on that.
Yeah.
Come on, Dave. Dave, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Need the VR.
Hey, we need the VR now. But yeah, I thought that was super cool too.
Yeah.
Okay, does someone want to pull up some where's the Family Feud cards? We have them here somewhere.
They were in my room last time.
Were they? I think I brought them back. Yeah, they're right here. Okay, so basically my mom has been giving me the gears about how she would destroy us on Family Feud.
Okay.
And
are we calling her in?
Yeah, we're gonna call her in because I told her she was giving me the gears about how one of the fans gotta be on, and then Jenna came on last week and she said it's not fair and that I suck because I didn't have her on. So I'm giving her chance now. She doesn't know I'm calling her.
Yeah.
So if she doesn't answer, then she had her chance.
And that's the only chance.
And this is the final
I think chance. We should have a hockey mom episode.
We should, yeah. That'd
be funny. Just take us through the day in the life of a hockey mom when you got to drag all the rugrats to the rink.
Buy all the kids Tim Hortons when you keep carpooling.
Buy Timbits and coffees for the other parents that. And getting up at 6 a.m. for a freezing cold practice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Props to the hockey mom.
So I'm calling my mom Tammy right now.
And dads.
And when she answers, I'm going to go right into the segment without even saying anything, okay?
Okay.
All right. So hopefully she answers.
Come on, Tammy.
She's normally pretty good at answering phones. So.
You got that.
She iced me.
That's
she
it.
Iced me. Oh, maybe she's on the phone at work or something.
Maybe you have your mom's full name in your phone?
Yeah. It's just because like my contact.
Business associate.
She's iced me again? She must be busy. I'll call my dad. Let's see if she answers. You got your questions lined up, Jordan? Hey, is mom there?
She's on the phone.
Oh, okay. We're doing the Family Feud podcast on the segment. And this is her chance to get on it, but she's on the phone.
Yeah.
Is she on with someone important?
I always do the...
podcast opportunity. It's the only one.
I'm on the phone.
Well, mom, we're live on the podcast right now. Which was more important, work or the boys?
Hey, I gotta go. I'll call you right back. Bye. Okay.
That's a beauty move.
She's ditching work
for the boys.
Were you on the phone with one of your coworkers?
No.
Okay.
A customer, but that's okay.
Okay. Well,
because we got Family Feud.
Yeah, we're on the Family Feud podcast segment ender thing right now. and we're giving you your chance.
Is this my opportunity to kick your ass?
Yeah, this is your opportunity. Make sure you talk loud, okay?
Okay, well, I can't hear you very well, so I'm already starting off with a handicap.
No, it's okay. the thing about my mom is she's a super honest person, except for when it comes to games against me, then she tries to cheat. So
No, that is so not true. Troy is a master cheater in this house, and if you ask any of the members of our family, they would totally say the same thing.
Yeah, okay, well, I can mute you anytime I want.
You're also the, like, world's, like, sorest loser.
Okay.
Yeah, from Kevin himself.
Yeah, see, Kevin says we both cheat, and he doesn't even play, so.
That's because Kevin always loses.
Okay, well, Mom, we got some cards here.
This is what we'll do, too, because obviously when we're all here, we tap the table to see who goes first. Yeah. So I let your mom answer the questions first, and then we'll compete.
I don't think we can do that, man.
No? Well, I feel like because she's at the disadvantage of being on the phone.
Yeah, she has to say me.
Before we
it's okay, I have something beside me I can bang as if it's a buzzer.
Okay.
Can you hear this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we can hear that our tap's louder, so he might be going third a lot. Okay, Jordan. All right,
I'm reading the questions, Tammy. Here we go.
Hold on. Okay, go.
Okay, here we go. Name something you might see on a movie set.
Mom. Johnny tapped first, I tap second, then you tap. That's not even. Is camera number one? Yeah.
Yeah, camera is number one.
Okay, that doesn't count. Again, I reminded everyone that she cheats like crazy, so that doesn't even count.
What are you talking about? Johnny said I could go first.
How do you want to do
I did, but then Tyler shut that down and you stole my idea.
Obviously, camera's going to be on a movie set. Get off your high horse.
Okay. Pointing
out,
guys, this is how we cheat.
Okay, so
we're gonna go 1-0 Pacer on this one.
Yeah, okay 1-0 Pacer.
Okay, everybody ready?
Yeah.
Okay, name a movie directed by Steven Spielberg.
E.T.
Did it again,
and she got, Mom, the number one answer.
Wait till you hear what we were gonna say.
Yeah, Mom, okay, seriously, you're blowing your shot right now.
She's 2-0 though.
Yeah, I know she is, but it's because she doesn't give us a chance to answer. Johnny was first again. You're giving Johnny points right now. You're not here.
It's 2-0, Johnny.
Okay. Why don't we do this?
Sorry, you want me to believe you, the world's biggest cheater, that you're tapping the thing.
Okay, why don't we do this then?
I'll listen.
No, or we could just go, Johnny goes first on the next question, then you go first on the question after that, then I'll go first on the question after that, and we'll just keep going around like that.
Okay.
Okay, so Johnny will go first this time. You'll go second.
But doesn't that give me an unfair advantage because I get time to think?
Well, that's just okay. How it goes.
Okay, I'm pretty sure Jordan sides with me that I'm kicking your ass, but whatever.
Okay, but you're the, oh my God.
Here we go. Johnny, name a movie or franchise that is set in the future.
Back to the Future.
Yeah, that's the number one answer.
Okay, number one, okay. That's a point for baby. Johnny. Okay. Mom, you're up first this time, so you can do what you've been doing the whole time and scream out an answer before anyone else can say anything.
I was going to say Star Wars, but that's fiction.
So. That's on there, though.
Is it?
Really?
Yeah. It didn't Star say Wars, fiction. Star Trek, anything. Avatar, Blade Runner.
Oh. I was going to say Avatar. So
yeah.
Okay.
I wouldn't have said Blade Runner.
Here we go. Name a movie that features a character who could fly.
E.T.
E.T. can't fly.
Not on there. Tabber?
Peter Pan.
Okay, Johnny.
Superman.
That's the number one answer.
Oh, Johnny's Superman. Yeah. Is Peter Pan on there?
Yep. Peter Pan's on there.
Dumbo.
Dumbo's on there too, yeah.
Yeah, but that's your second chance. Congrats. Okay, so Johnny's up 2-0.
At least my answer was on there, dude.
Your second answer was on there. E.T. was not on. Peter Pan was on there. So that's like 2 for Johnny, 0.5 for me, 0 for you.
Okay, here's a funny one.
Okay, so you're answering
first. I'm answering first, Mom, so you know what to do, and it's just zip it.
Here we go. Name a movie about people who go to college.
Oh, my God.
Bye.
Old School.
Not on there. Tammy?
Animal House.
That's the number one answer. I've never even heard of that movie.
That's the one I was thinking of, and I said Old School.
With John Belushi.
Yeah.
You know John Belushi?
I win. You lose.
Marty doesn't know movies past 2015 or before, so
Animal House, that's a good movie.
That's from the 80s.
Would you have got that?
I was gonna say
hold on. You were second.
I was second. I was gonna say Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield, anyways. Was that on there? Whatever. Back to School?
No.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Okay, well, you win.
Yeah, so again, cheating, how you got your point, but don't worry about it.
All right.
Okay, how many more you got? What is it? 1-1-0 for me?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I got two.
Oh, you got two. Okay, we'll go first to four.
Okay. Who's answering first?
No, you're at 0-1. Okay, Johnny's going first, Mom. So
name something you're likely to see in a Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
A sword.
Okay, that's on there.
That's not number.
Yeah, it's your turn.
A skull.
Not on there.
A boat.
Well, it's ships.
Boat, ship, same thing.
Okay, that's the number one answer.
A sword?
Sword's number four.
They're pirates.
Yeah, well, pirates is number two.
Pirates were on boats. Oh, dude.
Pirates is actually on there.
Yeah, pirates.
That's true, actually.
Ships, pirates, treasure,
what's
swords,
something
and rum.
You would see in a Pirates of the Caribbean movie, pirates.
Yeah, you would see ships. A pirate, but yes, like, I don't know.
I don't. Skulls on there?
No.
Oh.
I don't agree with the order of that.
Well,
but,
it's
yeah.
on their flag.
Was that really you went first and that's what you said?
I went first.
Okay.
Second. Okay. Thanks. No, Tammy, I agree with you. That's a little bit of BS on the cards.
The sword was on there. I won. Okay. 1-1-2.
I just have a question since Tabard totally cheats. Who's in possession of these cards prior to you guys using them?
They're in a bag.
They just sit in the bag.
We haven't asked. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because I that's what I do with my free time.
Believe
is I
me,
study these cards.
Yeah, he ain't reading those.
Although that's a good way for you to cheat. Which I'm sure you would have done if we.
You probably opened the box before you even gave him to Tabard.
Yeah, yeah. The photographic
she probably
memory on
she
the
photocopied
box.
All the questions before I left. That's what's going on. Okay.
Got the spreadsheet out.
Okay.
Who's going first this time?
Okay. Name something Spider-Man can do.
Climb walls.
Okay, that's on there.
Shoot webs.
Yeah, that's what I should say.
That's number one.
Yeah.
Build a web.
Yep.
So Johnny's got three. Mom, what were you gonna say?
I couldn't hear the question.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Name something Spider-Man can do.
Swing.
That's number three.
Oh, that's on there.
Yeah.
But I won.
Swing.
I got three.
Any human can swing.
So is your mom?
Yeah. No. Did you go first there?
No.
So you're up first.
I'm up first?
Okay. Yeah. So this is...
I never get to go first.
You're... Oh, my God. You were just up first last time.
No, I wasn't.
Yes. Okay, no.
Johnny did just go first.
Yeah, I actually think we missed your mom's turn.
Okay, here you can
okay,
go first.
Tammy,
now,
you're
mom.
Up first. I'll go last.
This is gonna be a good one. Okay. Oh, maybe. Ready, Tammy?
I'm ready.
Name a movie starring Zac Efron.
Baywatch.
Okay, that's on there.
What did she say?
Baywatch.
Baywatch. 17 again.
That's also on there.
High School Musical.
Oh,
Johnny wins.
Yeah. That's an easy answer.
Johnny's got 4 points.
I win. I'm the champ.
I always forget he's in.
Who was? Which one was higher?
Baywatch was two. High School Musical was one.
Okay, so Mom, you got a point over me technically there. Should we do one more, just you versus me, to see who wins between us?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Here's one.
Who goes first, you or me?
You don't want to race me for it?
Well, I'm sure you'll just scream over me anyway.
Ready?
Oh yeah, we'll scream over each other.
Name a movie that takes place in winter. Go, Tammy.
Frosty the Snowman.
Frozen.
Yeah, that's the number one answer.
Oh, you got owned right there, bud.
How is Frosty the Snowman even on there?
No.
Yeah, I'm an idiot.
Home Alone was number two. I would have never thought
I should
of
have
that.
Said Frozen. Frozen's an
you
answer in half
Christmas
of these
movies,
questions.
I guess.
All right, Mom, thanks for coming on.
Is Home Alone number one or number two?
I don't know.
That's weird. I was gonna say Narnia.
Yeah, that's an old
one. Yeah, Fargo, Winter's Bone, It's a Wonderful Life, Home Alone, and Frozen.
Fargo.
Yeah, I don't
what?
Know.
What?
Random.
Fargo, I could see, but I don't know about the rest of those.
Literally a snowman, like frosted snowman, winter.
Yeah.
Snow.
You can only build a snowman in the winter.
So I mean, that's tough. But okay.
Jack Frost.
All right, Mom, you had your chance. You didn't win, so.
Well, I kind of think I did because the first two times I kicked Johnny's ass.
Well, yeah, could. Oh, okay.
You did.
Okay. Yeah, we won. You
won. The participation medal and the gold medal at the same time.
Participation medal.
Okay. Johnny, you know me well enough. I'm competitive. I don't believe in participation medals. Like,
okay, we'll just throw that one out.
Yeah,
you get your gold.
Yeah, you can throw
it out. Struck gold on this one.
All right. And apparently I'm the sore loser in saying that. Yeah. All right, Mom. We'll talk to you later.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Tammy.
Thank you for letting me come on.
No problem. Bye.
Bye.
All right, there you have it. Johnny awesome. Is the winner. And who has the announcement from the IUAP this week?
Marty does.
To end it off?
I had to read the I got CC'd, so I had to read it last week.
Oh, okay.
But I ended up relaying it.
No, I did.
Who's on the relay button? So who is it?
It's Marty.
What did we talk about at the beginning of this episode?
Remember we said we would get over to him in a couple minutes?
I know, but what did we talk about at the very beginning of this episode?
Not sure.
We talked about a lot of things.
Because that was going to be my IUAP, but I forget.
Could it be something about
haircuts,
short-term memory? Short-term memory loss?
I don't even remember what we talked about at the start of this episode, to be honest with you. Anyways, just make something up, man.
So basically, the IUAP is issuing a new...
a new what?
A new memo.
What'd it say?
Follow the boys on Instagram.
To make sure you download the podcast
yes.
episodes as you listen to them.
Yeah. And it's mandatory to follow Taver on Instagram, TroyMacTavish18.
Yeah.
And the IUAP did say this too.
Yeah. The downloads are not just highly appreciated by the IUAP. They are also highly appreciated by the boys.
Boys. Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah.
Because without you guys, we'd probably still be talking.
We'd be talking
without a microphone. We'd be on the couch and like talking about, hey guys, you're in the IUAP.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And they'd be like, oh yeah, you got a download. And stuff. So then we'd be like, what does that even mean?
Yeah. Yes. So now we have some guidance. So thanks everyone, as always, for tuning in. And that concludes episode number 29.
Cheers, fellas.
Cheers.
See ya.
Of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.